A word for you from Isaiah chapter 53 verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. There are so many different ways, each one with its own multifaceted truths in each and every verse in Isaiah chapter 53, as well as many other Old Testament prophecies about the Messiah coming, not just to be born in a stable, not to be recognized by wise men and shepherds only, but also not to do miracles and do wonderful things which were part of God's will, but the very essence of his commission was to rescue the sheep. For we all, like sheep, have gone astray. You see, inherently in us, we are fools, we are silly, we are as dumb as sheep. For sheep are known for their inability to think for themselves. They just follow after others. And so they do what the next sheep does. They aren't able to think of the big picture. And they don't look faithfully to the shepherd. And because of sin, the sheep have been scattered, and sin takes us far away from the fold. And God saw that the only way for the sheep to be gathered once again, whether Jews or Gentiles, to be saved from our foolishness and stupidity, especially the stupidity of being led astray from the shepherd, and from the fold, and from the pastures, God himself intervened. He decided that he'd get us off our crooked paths and the way to destruction, which we could never return of ourselves and of our own will and of our own power. But only when he, the great shepherd and bishop of our souls, when he paid the price, he was the one who carried the iniquity of us all so that the sheep could come back to the fold. And Peter, the old man that he was, as he writes in the epistle, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 25, he must have been thinking of this verse in Isaiah 53 when he says, "For you were all going astray like sheep, but now have returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls." So ask yourself the plain question, have you returned to your shepherd, your bishop of your souls? Is Jesus Christ now with you, your shepherd, and you close to him, safely in his nurture and care and protection?